I saw Janine. She looked just like a royal queen, and she cruised by with a wealthy guy in her Cadillac limousine last time.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Monday edition. Welcome to Monday, the 13th of March, 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. I am the witness, and it is great to have you here with me today. I'm coming to you from my broken down farmhouse in central France, ladies and gentlemen. It's been trying to fix other things today, as I often do here. I don't do much in the day because I don't feel all that great most of the time, but good enough to kick the teeth in on these bad guys, I can tell you that. We're going to do it later on in an interview we have scheduled with Israel Shamir, a Russian Jew who has powerful things to say about the criminality of Zionism. And he is going to blacken the eye of these bad guys today, just as David Pidcock has and many, many others, Mohammed Rafik, Christopher, so many. We can't even list them all. I want to talk about everything today with Israel Shamir and get his views and opinions on all this stuff. And, of course, his opinions are his, and I respect his opinion, but he may have different ones than us, so we're going to see. I don't know exactly what Israel's going to say. I do know that he has very powerful statements have been made by this gentleman in the past, and he is quite well known. When you Google his name, you will understand just how powerful he is. I want to bring your attention to a couple of other things. The MySpace request that I made is growing. Please, ladies and gentlemen, go to MySpace, open up an account, and then you can also go to the I Am the Witness website, a French Connection website, and take a look at how to get there and figure out how to do that. I mean, we're not the tops on this technology yet. We've got a few people helping. Our goal is to bring in learned and well-informed people to start educating the young people that go and frequent the MySpace site. What we're going to do, because that site provides a blog, it provides a networking tool, it provides a posting forum, it provides personal information, which you don't have to put your own personal information on there, by the way. You can use a pseudonym. You can open up an anonymous account. There are no requirements of you disclosing who you are or where you're from or any of that stuff. It's completely anonymous. But what it will do is it's going to give us a critical mass to help start educating young people, because one of the main groups that has been left out of this fight are people between the ages of 18 and 28. That 10-year group, they're largely not represented in the statistics that we've been able to gather about our listeners, who's listening and when they're tuning in. You know, when I was back at GCN, most of the people tuning in were not from this university age group. And, back in the day when I was growing up, that was the most vocal group in the country. And we need them. We desperately need them. They are the future. We need to start educating them. Not only that, these Zionists have worked very hard at destroying cohesion among the generations. They've made it almost impossible for us to love our small children without being blamed for sicknesses that the country's been afflicted with by these people. And they've also made it uncool for young people to listen to or even talk to the generation above them or below them. The isolation of our generations has caused us not to be able to share information or even to have strong family ties. And this is a consequence of these Zionists' plan. They've done it through the media. They've done it through generational propaganda. And they've destroyed our connection to the other generation. So we're going to start trying to counter that with a move at MySpace to bring in more people. Right now, we've got 50-something people signed up. That's only a start, ladies and gentlemen. We need 500 and then 5,000. And by the way, if you don't already know it, there are tens of millions of people on this service. And I'll tell you something, the growth potential is unlimited from this group, and it provides us with platforms to get them interested. So, we need you. We need you no matter what your age. I'm 49 and I'm on MySpace. We've got Suzette over there. Thank you for tuning in, Suzette, to MySpace. We've got other people. We've got bloggers. We've got other members of the Watchers on there, and lots and lots of people. And we're going to set up a network of our own on this space that provides evidence, truth, honesty, and rational thinking about all these facts. We're not going to go there and try to elicit support from children. If they tune in and want to know the truth about things, that's their business. But so keep it clean. No swearing and you know, stuff like that, which I don't have to tell you guys that. You're adults and you know better than that. And the fact is, we want to set good examples for these folks, and we want to do it with truth and honesty. This is a very important thing to start doing, because they are going to inherit the mess we created and our parents have created and our grandparents have created by not keeping their eye on the ball, ladies and gentlemen. But our eye is on the ball, and we want to make sure that we do our due diligence and show these young people where the facts lie. Now, as far as we recommend that this information be provided to everybody who's, you know, able to think, but 17 and above is what I'm recommending, because 17-year-olds are going to start voting within a year. And they need to be properly informed as to the kinds of people and who and when and where they're going to be casting their election votes. So I include 17-year-olds. I don't want to actively go out and enlist young high school kids, because there is a tendency there to create certain problems with the authorities, and that's not what we want to do. We don't want to bring negative attention to ourselves. What we ought to do is bring positive efforts to this work. Now, if the 16 or 15-year-old or 14-year-old tune in to read what the truth is, that certainly is within our purview to accept. But as far as going out and trying to recruit that age group particularly, I think it's probably not prudent at this time to maybe go out and do that. That's just my opinion. You know, I'm not in charge of this, by the way. I'm just promoting it. And I'm a member, as many others are. So we've got Eric on there, and we've got lots of people. And what we're going to do is start sending out mass mailings to each other. We're going to use the forums to talk to each other. We're going to use blogging from each site, and we'll take some of the best things that we can scrape up. And I think it's a wonderful tool, and I'm asking each one of you to join me as a friend of Daryl Bradford Smith on the MySpace. As for last week's rant on Friday, I've got a lot of emails about that, hundreds of them, in fact. And you know something? I stand by what I said. And you know, this country, Israel, is a criminal nation run by thieves and murderers, and obfuscators, and just, it's a mafia, ladies and gentlemen. It's a mafia nation run by mafia dons, and they are murdering everyone. They killed 100 million last generation. They're going to, last century, they're going to try to do 10 times that amount in the next, unless we stop them. And stopping them is my goal. It's Eric's goal. I'm sure it's yours. Unless you're one of the bad guys listening in, which if you are, you guys are toast. And, you know, Eric points out a wonderful thing in his DVD, Painful Questions. You know, if they do something to Eric or myself or some of the other people pushing forward these ideas, but over at Judicial Biz or other places, it is going to cause them massive migrations to the truth. Massive. Because we are way, 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 way too big to be ignored. And if something happens to any of us, it would be like shooting themselves in the shooting their feet off, ladies and gentlemen. This is why we feel rational about, you know, all these efforts we're making. And that's why I take these risks, because even in spite of the risks, it doesn't matter to me. Because I don't want to live in a world where these people are in charge. I don't want to live in a world where they make the rules. And if I'll pay any price to stop them from doing what they're doing, any price at all, doesn't matter. And I'm not going to accept these people making decisions for me. Just not going to happen in my life. And I hope you can join me with that sentiment, and not let them make any decisions for you. Anyway, today's interview is going to be powerful. I'm hoping that we can put together one of the best interviews we've had in a long time. Of course, that would be a hard thing to do because we've had some great ones. But our numbers are stable. They're not growing, guys. We need to keep this message going out. Our donations have stopped. The bills keep coming in every month on the French Connection, and I've supported this myself. And you know something? I don't have the financial means to do this on my own. And I'm asking you not to make it all fall on me. I'm asking you to do that. Don't make me foot the bill for this truth on top of doing all the risk-taking. This is not the way this works. This is a grassroots effort, and all of you need to take part in it. Please do. It'll help us enormously to have these kinds of things done as a group effort in small amounts, nothing big. We don't want huge amounts unless you're going to do it anonymously. You want to send the French Connection something large, do it anonymously. I don't want to be beholden to people for money amounts that they send because they send me large sums. I don't want to say, oh, well, now, you know, I owe you something. Well, all I owe you is the truth every day. All I owe you is my best effort every day. All I owe you is the facts as I find them and as I present them after researching. And that's what I owe you, and I hope you can accept that as my repayment to you for whatever donation you make to us. If you want to put something in writing and you want to send it to us, put a small amount of money with it. Or just keep it anonymous and write whatever you want. I do read what you send. I read your emails. I don't respond to everyone. Try to respond to most of them. Many of you will attest to that fact that I do try to get back to you. Look, this is a battle. We're in a war right now. This is World War III has already started, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake about it. And we are on the front lines of this battle. And I'm asking every single one of you to turn to. We need more troops. We need more people. We need more warriors to fight these bad guys. We really do. Go out and get them. The country's ripening. Europe is ripening. The world is starting to come to these facts. They really, really are. I need their help. I need your help to come to these facts with me. Can't do it just Eric and I. Can't do it with just 5 to 10,000. We need 20, 30, 40,000. We've got to grow, ladies and gentlemen. Bring people. Give them the downloads. Send them the bovine gas. Bovine gas. We got a new one up there on the website. Open up bovine gas, ladies and gentlemen, and just laugh. Make sure your audio is on and laugh and read it. It's serious stuff, but it's humorous. Send that to your friends because humor is the best attractant that you can have. Remember the Flocko Flambe? Do you remember when we had Amelia Earhart and Barbara Olson picking apples in the backyard? Well, we got more funny stuff coming for you, and this is the French Connection. We do a little bit of it all here, so stick with us. We got Israel Shamir coming up after the musical break. This is Darryl Bradford Smith saying, "Hang in there for the next segment."
Yardsticks, meters, inches, liters. Can you measure life? Pain and sorrow, love tomorrow, happiness and strife. We'll take the measure of you when your life is through. Time's your treasure, spend it wisely, it's all up to you. Measure not, cause life's so fleeting, no sense to keep score. La 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 la